Time Machines, The Rise of the Novel. A common definition of a novel is a fictitious prose narrative presenting a picture of real life. In this sense, the idea we have of the novel comes from the 18th century. Before that time, there were plenty of forms of fiction that might be described as novels, like Pantagruel and Gargantua by François Rabelais and Don Quixote by Miguel de Cervantes. But these certainly didn't present a straightforward picture of real life. In this sense, Don Quixote is an interesting case. Its hero, the old knight Quixote, refuses to believe in the increasingly mundane reality around him, and instead chooses to live in his own fantasy world. A famous moment is when he imagines windmills are fantastic monsters. Cervantes' story can be partly read as a battle between the appeals of fantasy and reality. Although the influence of books, such as Don Quixote, provided an important model for centuries to come, it was only in the 18th century that the concerns of real life won this battle and became the dominant concern of the novel. Why did this happen? There are several factors that led to the rise of the novel in the 18th century. First, the growth of the middle classes. With the unprecedented development of trade and commerce, the rise of the middle classes in the 18th century England is undoubtedly a crucial factor. Previous to this time, printed texts, with the exception of the Bible, mainly addressed and were aimed at the upper classes. Only popular street literature, such as the ballad, addressed specifically lower class concerns. But now, the up-and-coming middle classes were demanding a new kind of literature that reflected their lives more accurately and could give voice to their aspirations and tastes. According to literary historian David Dages, the novel was in large measure the product of the middle class, appealing to middle class ideals and sensibilities, a patterning of imagined events set against a clearly realized and detailed social background. The stark contrast between this new brand of realism and the literature of Shakespeare's day is summed up by Virginia Woolf, when she remarks how little the literature of the Elizabethans tells us about their day-to-day reality. 2. The expansion of the reading public. This was partly connected to the increasing circulation of newspapers, which also brought with it the advent of fact-based journalistic writing about events of the day. The increasingly affluent middle classes, who included merchants and shopkeepers, were also beginning to buy more books. And many of these new readers were women. As we have seen, this new reading public was not interested in stories of chivalry and romance, or in fantastic tales. They wanted to read stories which reflected their own interests and problems with characters they could more or less identify with. 3. The rise of philosophical rationalism and empiricism. The philosophical theories of René Descartes and John Locke, for example, focused on the experience of the individual, who could discover the reality of the world around him through his senses and perceptions. The novel is a form of literature which most fully reflects this individualist approach. Previously, literary forms were generally based on shared past history, mythology and fable, whereas the novel's primary criterion was truth to individual experience. 4. The influence of Puritanism and later Methodism. Puritanism preached the idea that man must save himself by his own efforts and by living a virtuous life. This gave the novel one of its key motors. The idea of the redemption of a lost or a wayward hero or a heroine. Methodism was in essence the application of the Puritan ethic to everyday life. It stressed the importance of hard work and daily activity. The practicalities of daily life took precedence over the cultivation of the imagination for its own sake. The characters of novels typically sought pragmatic solutions to the problems they faced, rather than be swayed by fantastic or delirious visions. 5. The decline of drama. The decline of drama also contributed to the rise of the novel. In the 18th century, drama was no longer a social force as it had been in the age of Elizabeth. This was partly a consequence of the Licensing Act of 1737, which resulted in the censorship of many plays critical of the government and crown. Mistrustful of plays that passed the censor, the reading public's desires required a new form, which had its fulfillment with the rise of the novel in the years following 1740.